Our second scripture is from the Gospel according to Luke in the 19th chapter. If you would all please rise in honor and reverence of the Gospel reading. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry, come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and say, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come unto this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. This week, I was at Salkehatchee, as I mentioned, and our major task on this house that I was on was, well, let me just step back. If you don't know what Salkehatchee is a work camp for youth to go and repair people's houses. And there's camps all over the state all summer long. For the next 8 or 9 weeks, there's several camps every week, all in different parts of the state. And youth and adults come from churches all over the state to work on these on houses in the communities in which the camp is. And we stay in churches and gyms, and we only had two showers for like 40 men, and different churches make food for us every night, and we sleep in the gym, and it's like 68 or 65 degrees freezing in this gym, and like 95 outside. So it's a challenge and a great experience for these youth to get to meet youth from all over the state and spend time with them and worship with them and work with them in Jesus' name. And we actually have two from our church who are at camp this week, Dean and Joe Feaster, and I ask that you would keep them in prayer this week because they're at Penn Center Camp this week. So, we were working on a house. I was on house with Nicholas and a team of six other young men and another leader. And our primary task on this house was to replace the outer wall of the house. Now, if you looked at the house from a distance, from the road, because it was about probably 100 yards off the road, and if you looked at it from the road, it looked nice. It looked like a nice double-wide trailer, had siding, a beautiful front porch, a brick underneath, looked very nice. But when you got a little closer, you realized that some of the siding was coming off. And if you looked underneath it, you could see where the wind had blown rain up underneath there and rotted out the outer wall underneath. And it was storm damage from the more recent hurricane, Florence, I think. Storm damage had loosened the siding and blown that rain. And then it had been raining on there for a year and had rotted out the outer board. So we say, well, all right, we're going to replace this outer wall. And then we started to rip out off the siding, and we started, the wall basically just crumbled down as we tore the siding off of it. The wall just crumbled down. And I said, Russell was my site leader. I said, "Russell, you need to come here and look at this. And he said, no, it's no problem. We'll just, you know, toenail it. We'll tack in. I said, no, man, I think you need to come and look at this. And he came where the outer wall had crumbled down. And on the inside, the structure of the wall was eaten by termites. The one of the 2x4 studs was completely eaten away. It was gone. And the other studs had been eaten such that there was no way we were going to be able to nail anything back to it. So about half the wall that we were supposed to just be taking off the outer paneling and putting new paneling and new outer covering back on, we actually had to rebuild the entire wall, studs and all. And we had to figure out what we were going to nail it to. And it was suddenly quite a project. I think it's a little like this story of Zacchaeus. You see, on the outside, Zacchaeus looks pretty good. I mean, he's rich. He's got a position of authority in the community. He's got some respect. I mean, there's some grumbling, certainly. Tax collectors were looked down upon by the Jews. But in the grand scheme of the Roman Empire, he was looked pretty good. Looked pretty good shape. He's got money. He's got authority. His life looks like it's pretty together. But we learn in the course of this story that in the inside, Zacchaeus is falling apart. Zacchaeus on the inside, it's black. And he cheats people out of their money. Those poor people, you have to understand, if he was rich, he was well off in the community, the people that he was taking the taxes from were people who were living crop to crop. And the Roman Empire, the taxes were very high. So they were paying the taxes already that were high, and Zacchaeus was cheating them out of more money, literally taking food from their mouths to supply his own lifestyle of richness. I think it can be that way for us. It can be that way for me, I know, as a pastor, to have a facade that looks pretty good. Right, when you meet people in the store, when you one of the best places where we set up that facade is on Facebook. Right, we put up those pictures that show everything is going great. We're at the lake, we're at the beach. Kids are graduating from school, moving up. Everything's wonderful. Look how much fun we're having. Life is wonderful. But on the inside, we're falling apart. On the inside, there's no foundation there. There's no structure there to hang anything on. On the inside, we're feeling stressed and pulled every which way. We don't know how to turn. On the inside, there's nothing concrete to hold us together, so we do things that hurt other people because we don't have it together ourselves, so goodness knows we don't have the energy to think about other people. On the inside, we're broken down. And there's no better place that I saw that this year than at annual conference. Because see, on the outside, we were all walking around acting like we were all buddies. We're all, hey, how are you doing? Oh, so good to see you. On the outside, we're giving reports, and we're talking, and we're singing, and we're voting, and it's all looks great. And on the inside, we were fractured and broken. On the inside, we were setting up divisions and boundaries and voting straight boundary lines. On the inside, people were seething and raging because their candidates weren't getting elected. And on the inside, our conference is splitting. And our church is splitting. And we didn't even talk about it. Thanks be to God. There is good news. Because Jesus wants to come into our house. Jesus wants to come to our house today. Jesus wants to fix it up. Jesus wants to be a part of our life together. Jesus wants to come into our church and fix all that brokenness that's on the inside. If we could only respond like Zacchaeus and run quickly to set a table of welcome for Jesus. Jesus wants to be in our lives. Jesus wants to come into each one of our hearts and each one of our lives and repair that brokenness inside of us. The Holy Spirit wants to come into each one of your hearts and each one of your lives and help to repair that brokenness that's there. To begin to nail new studs up, to build a new framework that is strong, that can last through the storms. Jesus wants to come into our conference and build a new framework that will be strong, that can last. Jesus wants to fix us up like that house that we worked on this week, so that the outside and the inside match, so that what you see is what you get. Thanks be to God that Jesus Christ has bigger dreams than what we have. That Jesus Christ is always at work through the Holy Spirit in our world to change our hearts and our lives and our churches to look more like God wants them to. Thanks be to God. Amen.